You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition and World Series edition. Boy, who would have thunk that back in, let's say, after the All-Star break, the Royals got swept by the Red Sox, for instance. That was not a time where you thought they were World Series bound, and I'm sure a lot of people even going into the postseason didn't think they were World Series bound, but here they are. And it's been just about the best story in sports for my money. We got Dick Cagle on the line to talk about it. He's obviously followed this team for a long time and followed them all year. And Dick, I mean, how surprised are you if I told you going in the postseason that this team is going to reach the World Series? Does that qualify as a surprise to you, or did you think they had it in them?
Well, yeah, it was something of a surprise. These kids, just amazing the way they took off. It just seems like they can't lose, you know. They play hard and they keep going, and they're really, really seemingly possessed with with winning. And it's just been amazing to watch. I am a little surprised, but every time I sit down to watch them, I'm not surprised that they win.
Right.
Because every time now that they go into a game, you kind of got a feeling that they're going to win. And so far, for 8 straight times, they have.
Almost seems like there's a psychological, thought process there for the other team too, where, if you don't get a lead on this team early, you're in some big trouble. Once you get into that 6th, 7th inning, if you don't have the lead, obviously this bullpen has done a great job closing things out with Kelvin Herrera and Wade Davis and Greg Holland. And it just seems like you wonder if that's getting in teams' heads a little bit as far as pressing in the early inning.
Yeah, the bullpen has just been ironclad. I mean, they just these guys have nerves of steel and they throw real hard. I was just talking to Art Stewart, a longtime legendary scout of the Royals. Of course, he's been around here since 1969, right after the team started. And we were talking about 85, and 85, basically the Royals' bullpen was kind of Dan Quisenberry.
Mm-hmm.
And, the sidearm and underhanded good old Quiz would come in and pitch maybe 2 innings, sometimes 3 in relief. And Art said, I never clocked him over 83 miles an hour. but now he's watching guys like Herrera and Davis and Holland, heating it up there at 94, 95, 96. And Herrera, of course, tops out at 100. And even a little more, Art says, that scoreboard radar gun is a little slow. He said, if you see Herrera throw one at 99, it's 100. So these guys are really coming throwing smoke, and yeah, it's tough to get past them once you get past the 6th inning.
Yeah. Other big separator for them in the American League Championship Series against the Orioles was the defense. There were times in that series where it felt like there were 18 guys on the field and not 9. And the Royals were just on everything. Every hard hit ball, that there was hardly any such thing as a ball hit to the gap. There were no gaps. This is something the Royals have prioritized for a long time, and now we're really seeing the seeds of it, aren't we, on this stage?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the defense has just been amazing, and it's strong at every position. Usually you look at a defense. Some teams, maybe there's 1 spot, 2 spots, maybe 3 spots that, or maybe a little subpar. But if you look at this team, every position is really spectacularly tight.
Huh.
And they've got the good athleticism. They've got guys that can move. They've got speed. They've got sure hands. They've got arms. It's just very hard to get balls between them. And as you said, there are no gaps in the outfield, no gaps at all.
Yeah, and you mentioned the lack of holes defensively. There's there's no guy kind of holding them back. And to me, a big deal there is Mike Moustakas. This is a guy who, you know, when he was drafted, was kind of billed as a project defensively. And the work he did in AAA to better himself, that's obviously reaping rewards. But now offensively, I mean, I think we talked about it going in the ALCS, but what they're getting out of Moustakas and Hosmer from a power standpoint, where does that come from, DK? These guys obviously had their struggles over the course of the regular season, especially Moustakas, and even was, you know, demoted to AAA at the end of May for a brief period. But is it just the things that Dale Swaim has kind of been harping on in the second half? Is that finally starting to bear fruit, or is this just a hot streak at just the right time? What are you seeing from them?
Well, I think, yeah, it's partially a lot of things. Moustakas has kind of adjusted his swing a little bit. He's being more patient, I think, against the particularly left-handed pitchers. He's hitting left-handed pitchers much better.
Yeah.
And he's willing to go the other way now. You know, he's a pretty much a dead pull hitter, always has been. But if you've seen him in the last several games, every once in a while he'll stroke that ball in the left field, and he hasn't done that previously, but I think, you know, that takes a while to get onto, stroking that ball in the left field like that.
From yeah.
That side. So I think he's catching on to that, and he's just gaining more confidence. You know, you go through all those periods where you're looking up at the scoreboard and you're hitting 190 or 195, and that's got to prey on your mind too. But the numbers are looking a little better there in the postseason, so I think that's helping. And Hosmer is just pure talent. I mean, he's just got a great swing. Sometimes he gets a little long on it, but I think he you know, he's one of those hitters that's got a lot of moving parts. So you have to kind of corral some of those moving parts. But once he gets them all in sync, he can be pretty deadly, as you've seen.
Yeah. Well, Ned Yost made the point the other day that, you know, for guys like that, you know, they didn't have the greatest numbers in season, but in the end, all the people are going to remember is what you do now. And those two guys have really stepped up. But, you know, another thing that stands out to me about that LCS, and we're talking about Moustakas, you know, he puts down a bunt there in game 3 to advance to runner, turns out to be the winning run. In game 4, Lorenzo Cain, who's as hot as anybody, the LCS MVP, number 3 hitter, he puts down a bunt to advance to runner. You got Alex Gordon, you know, this is what he's known to do anyway, but he's crashing into the wall there and left. It's a very unselfish team, you know. These guys just do whatever it takes for the good of the team. I think that seems to be a big separator for them on this stage as well.
Absolutely. You really hit on it there. I mean, it's really a dedicated team. I mean, these kids are close, and they don't care too much about their individual accomplishments. They just want to win. And when you get a team-wide attitude like that, it's literally hard to beat, because they do the little things that are necessary. When Kane butted the other day, he didn't have the bunt sign. He just bunted on his own because he thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And these kids do a lot of that bunting on their own. I mean, Ned takes some heat because, seems like he sacrifices an awful lot and wastes some outs. But these kids are doing a lot of that on their own because they think it's the right thing to do and advance the runners and let's get them in, you know. It's a very unselfish team and a very very dedicated bunch of young men.
And the world at large is getting a better view of Ned Yost and what he's meant to this club, because I think he's been a big part in installing that culture and instilling that in these guys. You know, he stuck with a lot of these guys when they were struggling, struggling young players, and they really play hard for him. And I think that's the ultimate testament to what a manager does is how do your players, you know, grind it out for you and instead of being selfish and whatnot. So as much as we might, Ned probably gets criticized more than most, even by managerial standards for his tactical ways, but certainly has something special going on in that clubhouse.
Yes, he does. And, you know, the thing about Ned is he's been very patient with these kids, very patient. A lot of managers would have yanked Moustakas out at some point in the season. They did send him down temporarily to AAA to iron some things out, but, you know, they brought him back right away, and it didn't exactly away he went, but he progressed throughout the season, and now, boom, he's bloomed in the right time in the postseason. But, you know, Ned has been patient. I mean, you look back two or three years when Escobar was struggling at the plate, and he underwent a lot of criticism for not pinch hitting for Escobar in the late inning clutch situation. But he knew at that point, Ned knew that at some point in the future, Escobar was going to have to face those situations, face that pressure, face that expectation, and come through at that time. And he stuck with him, and boom, now Eske's leading off and igniting things at this point of the season.
Well, sticking with them and boom kind of sums up what's going on in Kansas City. 29 years to get back to this point in the postseason and then get all the way to the World Series, and those fans who stuck with them for a long time are finally being rewarded. And it was great to be there this past week for the LCS, and it was so great that they got to clinch that berth at home, and now they get to open up at home in the World Series. So it'll be a great matchup with the Giants, and we'll see where things go from here. But already, Kansas City Royals have been as good a story as you could ask for in the world of sports. So I want to thank Dick Cagle for talking about them. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrin. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals.
The most popular way to follow every pitch of the postseason is with MLB.com At-Bat, the number one mobile app for live baseball. At-Bat brings you live postseason baseball wherever you are with dynamic features such as live radio broadcasts, replay reviews, scoreboards, highlights, stats, series schedules, and more. Get the award-winning MLB.com At-Bat app for your favorite smartphone or tablet. Visit the App Store or MLB.com today.